It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Jennifer McComb-Tarrou.
We have some great news to share from Friday, May 20th from MASC that they have permanently extended the agri-insurance seeding deadlines for soybeans starting in 2022. So MASC, in collaboration with Manitoba Agriculture and Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers, worked to review the available data along with agronomic considerations, such as growing season length, as well as the use of varieties that are more adapted to Manitoba conditions since the seeding deadlines were last considered. So the updated deadlines, soybean area 1, full coverage has expanded to June 8th, with the extended seeding period of June 9th to June 13th. Soybean area 2 and 3, full coverage has expanded to June 4th, with the extended seeding period of June 5th to June 9th. And soybean area 4, full coverage has stayed at May 30th, with no extended seeding periods. So for additional information or on the changes, go online to MASC crop seeding deadlines or contact your crop service center.
Jennifer, what advice would you have for farmers as they get ready to seed here this year?
Yeah, so for specifically for soybeans, you know, thankfully this May-long weekend cleared after Friday for many areas of the province, with weather conditions looking promising this week for farmers to be able to start or get back into the fields once conditions allow. So for farmers getting into their soybeans soon, these are some considerations to keep in mind with their spring conditions. A positive with later seeding is warmer soils. So these soil temperatures will support quicker emergence and reduce the risk of chilling injury. Soybeans will emerge in 4 to 16 days when seeded into soils that are at least 14 degrees. Also, soybeans are a large seed, and it's recommended to target half an inch into moisture. In wetter spring conditions, consider the recommended seeding depths and not seeding on the deep end of this range to aid in quicker emergence. So the optimal seeding depth range is 3/4 inch to 1 3/4 inches, no shallower and no deeper. These recommendations are Manitoba-based research results by Kristen McMillan with the Soybean and Pulse Agronomy Lab. Thinking about plant populations. With soybeans, we want to target 140 to 160,000 live plants per acre, and this is taking into account expected mortality, survivability, etc. And a handy tool we have is MPSC's Bean App, the seeding rate calculator, to help you determine your most economical seeding rate. And another consideration as we get ready to seed our soybeans is inoculation strategies. For first-year farmers, it is recommended to double inoculate, but to ensure your fields can only be single inoculated, these are the criteria to meet. Has your field had at least 2 previous soybean crops? Did your previous soybean crop nodulate well? Have you had a recent soybean crop within the past 4 years? As well, no significant flooding or drought.
And finally here, talk a bit more about timing and maturity.
You know, given our spring conditions, many are wondering how late you can plant soybeans in Manitoba. You know, with previous years leaving us questioning how early we can seed them. Research has shown that soybean seeding dates can be quite flexible for the month of May. Delayed seeding into June will result in reduced yield potential, but given our current situation, you can still get a good soybean crop. Frost is the biggest early season and end of season threat to soybeans. Spring frost risk is significantly reduced, but you should keep an eye out on your fall frost risk and how your variety lines up.
Thanks, Jennifer. That was Jennifer McComb-Tarrou, a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.